says, oh, he says, maybe tomorrow noon. He says, why hasn't the Mexican army gotten Jose if he's such a bad bandito as you say? He said, you'll see. He said, nobody can find him. He said, oh, they can find him, but they can't get to him. He said, you see, he lives in a valley, and the only way you can get into the valley is through a narrow passageway. And he said, it's guarded by Jose's men. He says, if the Mexican army went there, one by one, they would be shot as they came through. So you see, they cannot get him even if they wanted him. He says, well, how do you get through there then? He says, you see. He says, you have to know the signal. The next day at noon, the man stopped. He says, all right, muchacho, see? He said, the two peaks? Now you watch. He stopped, and he took out a handkerchief and waved it three times to the right, three times to the left. High on the peaks, Jackie saw the same signal by two guards repeated. He says, now we go through the narrow passageway, he said, without being shot at. He said, you understand? They started to go through the narrow passageway. It was just wide enough for a wagon to get through. Finally, when they got about 50 yards through it, on the other side was a valley, a very nice, green, lush valley. Cattle and gardens and old huts. And Jackie looked around and realized that this is the place where Jose El Capitan, the greatest bandito in all Mexico, lived. As he looked around, he saw Mexicans working, some working at the shop, some out in the garden, some way out in the fields. The buckboard stopped, and the man yelled, he says, hey, Miguel! A man came out of the stable, a big Mexican with a big sombrero, says, what you got? He said, I've got a package for you. He said, what do you want with him? He says, throw him in the guardhouse with the rest of them. He said, I'll see him later. They pulled up in front of the guardhouse. He untied Jackie's feet and hands, took him over and locked the door and threw him in and locked the door. Jackie lay there in some straw for a long time. It was almost dark. And all of a sudden, he heard a faint sobbing. Jackie looked around. He said, there's someone in here? No one answered. And all of a sudden, he heard someone sniffing again. He said, there's somebody in here. Who's in here? And finally, he began to crawl way into the dark side. And all of a sudden, he barely made out a young boy, younger, a little younger than he was, dressed in white, dirty white clothes, with an old beat-up sombrero, sitting in the corner, sniffing and crying. He says, what are you doing in here? He says, you go away, go away. He says, my name is Jackie, what's yours? He said, makes no difference. He said, they shoot me in the morning. He said, they kill me. He said, but someday I kill him. Someday I kill him. Kill who? He says, Jose El Capitan. He steal our cattle. He says, he killed my father. He says, someday I kill him. He says, have you seen this Jose? He says, no, but someday I will. He says, well, my name's Jackie Anderson. He says, I don't know why I'm here. He says, except I guess I was sold as nearly as I can think. He said, has anyone ever escaped from here? The boy looked up. He says, you Americano, no? He says, yes, I'm American. He says, you know here of Jose El Capitan, the greatest bandit, the worst bandit in all Mexico? He says, no one, no one, never has escaped from Jose El Capitan. Jackie looked at this pathetic creature with great big brown eyes and black hair, and the dimness of the light he could see. He was skinny. What's your name? They call me Juan Carrillos. How long have you been here? He said, I don't know, many months. He says, don't they feed you? He says, you look so skinny. They feed you. They feed you food for pigs. He says, water and stale bread. That's all you get. Jackie looked at him and felt very sorry. He said, don't they let you out to work and eat decent food? He says, when they let me out, I kill him. I kill him. He said, there you go again. Kill who? He says, Jose El Capitan. Did you ever see him? No, but when I find him, he said, he's here somewhere. He says, when I find him, he says, I kill him. He says, well, I wouldn't worry too much about that right now. It seems to me that's the other way around. The boy just sat there in the darkness. Pretty soon there was a banging on the bars. Jackie got up. He says, yes. Hey, muchachos, you hungry? Jack says, yes, sir. The man looked at him. He had a big sombrero, big wide belt with guns, dirty shirt, big mustache, boots, dirty pants. He says, here. And he kicked under the door a pan full of water and a half a loaf of bread. Jackie looked at it. He said, this is what we get? He said, you lucky you get that, muchachos. He said, especially that one in there. He said, I think Jose going to shoot him tomorrow. Jackie looked frightened. He says, really? I don't know. He said, well, the way he talk all the time, he says, he no work, he not do anything. He walked away. Jackie reached down, picked up this dirty piece of bread and a pan of water, walked over to Juan and sat down, broke the bread in half. You want some? He said, I spit on that dirty food. He said, well, you can spit on it if you want it, it's yours. Jackie looked at it. He was very hungry. He kind of brushed the dirty spots off on his shirt and began to eat it. Juan looked at him. You Americano, you crazy. You like it, huh? No, I don't like it. It's terrible. He said, but it's better than starving to death. And he said, I'd suggest you do the same thing, Juan. He says, I spit on it. He said, well, go ahead. Jackie ate his bread and drank some of the dirty water. He looked at Juan's piece of bread. He said, you want your bread? He said, I'd give you some advice. If I were you, you need to get your strength back before you kill anybody. He said, in your condition, he said, you can't even kill a fly. Juan looked up at him with his big brown eyes, with tears in them. You Americano, he said, you think you're so smart. You know all answers, huh? He says, no, but I know one thing. He said, if you don't eat, you're not going to get out of here. You're not going to do anything but die. He reached down, picked up the bread, brushed it off on his dirty shirt like Jackie did, and began to munch on it. See, it's not too bad, is it? He made a face. You want some water? He drank some of the water. He said, see, it's not too bad. He said, you Americano, you like it here, don't you? He said, you like Jose, you like everything. Jackie says, no, I don't. He said, I don't like it, but he said, I'm going to get out of here. Huh, you Americano, always so smart, you get out. Nobody gets out. I told you that once. He says, all right, you told me once. He said, but there's always the first time. He said, what are you going to do, fly over the hills? No. And finally Juan looked at him, and he thought Jackie was a very strange Americano. And he began to believe that Jackie had some sense. The next day, when the sun came up over the mountain peaks, Jackie was up looking out through the bars, and for the first time, he had a good look at the whole village. At one end, he saw sort of a broken-down cook shack, and he saw one Mexican going in and out, and carrying food, setting it on a big table under some trees, and then way in the back, stables and horses and cows. Some were milking cows, carrying buckets. Others were working. Everybody was working. But the thing that Jackie liked most of all, or maybe didn't like, was the aroma of freshly baked pancakes with eggs and bacon aroma. And Juan finally woke up. He says, ah, muchacho, you up? He says, yes. He says, I'm getting my breakfast. He says, what breakfast? He says, just smelling it. Ah, he said, you smell that all the time. He said, you get nothing. And sure enough, a minute later, came the same Mexican back. Said, hey, muchachos, breakfast. He kicked a pan of water under the bottom of the door and a half a loaf of bread. He says, breakfast, muchachos, and laughed and left. Jackie didn't even look down, but he looked over at the table under the trees, and he saw this cook bringing out great big stacks of pancakes and bacon and eggs and butter and syrup. And pretty soon he saw groups of men rushing over, sitting down in their big sombreros, some of them eating with their sombreros on, others throwing them over under the tree. And they stabbed big stacks of these pancakes and poured half of the bottle of syrup over them and stuffed their mouths. Jackie just kept looking and kept licking his chops. Finally, he looked down at the bread, tore it in half. He says, "Well, Juan, breakfast is served." He says, "No butter, no nothing." He says, "I hate the bread." Jack says, "I do too." He says, "What do you have to do to get out of here?" He said, "Well, I tell you what you have to do." He said, "You have to be a nice boy." He said, "You have to work. You have to do everything everybody tells you. That's what you do." He says, "Well, that's what I'm going to do, because I'm going to be sitting over there at that table." He says, you traitor to me. He said, "I thought you maybe you'd be my friend." Jackie grabbed him by the shoulder. He says, "Juan, you listen to me. I am your friend." And he said, "If you'll listen to me," he says, "I can help you. Understand?" He said, "Then why you go work for him?" He said, "Why don't you spit in their face like I do when they come?" He said, "Because I'm not going to get anywhere that way." And sure enough, by noon, they thought it was the same one coming. But it wasn't their dinner with bread and water. The man looked in. He said, "Hey, muchachos." He says, "You Americano, come here." He says, "Yes, sir." He said, "My name is Miguel." He says, "My name is Jackie Anderson." "Ah." He says, "You look like a strong boy." He says, "You ready to go to work?" Jack says, "Yes." He says, "You go to work in the stable." He says, "If you work at the stable," he says, "you can eat at the table." He said, "Or maybe you like the bread and water." He says, "No, I don't like it." He says, "All right." He says, "Come on." He opened the door and locked Juan back in. Juan rushed up to the bar. He says, "Jackie." He says, "Don't do it." Miguel looked at Juan. He says, "Him?" He says, "I think we shoot." He said, "He no good." He said, "What do I have to do?" He said, "Come on over to the stable. I take you over to Pedro's." They walked over to the stable and said, "Hey, Pedro." Pedro came out from behind the stable and says, "Yeah, Miguel?" He said, "I got new help for you." "Oh, the Americano, huh? I hear about the Americano." He says, "All right." He says, "Come on, I'll show you." Miguel left. Pedro began to show him the chores. He says, "Clean up the stable, feed the cattle, feed the horses, keep everything spick and span. And when you get through," he says, "you can go out and work in the garden." So that day, Jackie worked practically all day long without very little food. Finally, by evening, when he saw the cook setting the table again with mashed potatoes and gravy and meat, he looked over at Pedro. He says, "Pedro," he says, "when I get through here," he said, "do I get to sit at the table?" He says, "See, when you get through here, you get to sit at the table." He said, "But it's going to be a long time before you get through." He says, "You clean the rest of the stable." Jackie began to work and work, and finally he saw all these Mexicans going there and stuffing their faces, and finally there was only a few left. Jackie was still working, and finally he saw the cook come out and began to clean the table. Jackie finished up, rushed over the table. He said, "Is it too late for me to have a little bit to eat?" "Ah," he says, "you're the Americano working for Pedro." He says, "See, we got lots of food." He says, "Sit down, sit down." He said, "I'll get you some fresh meat." He said, "Those," he says, "they eat like hogs." He said, "No manners at all." He went inside and picked out some special meat he'd kept for himself. He brought it out. He says, "Hey, muchacho, help yourself." Jackie looked up. He says, "Gracias." "Oh, you speak Mexican too, huh?" "A little bit, a little bit." Jackie began to stuff his face almost like the rest of them. He said, "Oh, muchacho," he said, "you're going to choke yourself." He says, "There's plenty." He said, "I have some more inside." He said, "They don't know about it." He said, "They eat it up like hogs." Jackie finally filled himself up. Manuel was eating with him. He says, says, you're a pretty nice boy. He says, you behave yourself. That friend of yours, he says, Juan, he says, I feel sorry for him. He says, I think they're going to shoot him. He says, yeah, I think so too. He said, I wish I could do something for him. Manuel introduced himself. He was the cook. And as he was picking up the dishes and carrying them back inside, every so often, Jackie would reach over and got a hard roll and stuck in his pocket, reached over and got a piece of meat. But Manuel turned around just in time to see him stuff his pockets. Jackie says, well, I guess I'll be leaving now. He said, I don't know where I'll sleep. He said, Pedro said I could sleep up in the hayloft. Oh, you sleep anywhere you like. He says, muchacho, he said, let me tell you something. He says, you behave yourself, huh? He says, you can't escape. He said, if you try to escape, he says, Jose El Capitan shoots you the first thing in the morning. He says, see that wall over there? He says, yeah, I see it. So you go over there sometime. You see all kinds of bullet holes in the wall and dried blood on the ground. He says, I see many, many be shot there. He says, for much less. He says, even like stealing food. Jackie's heart sank. You mean they shoot him just for stealing food? Jose El Capitan shoots you for less than that. He says, so be careful, my friend, be careful. Texas, yes, I'll be real careful. When he looked back, Manuel had gone inside the shack. Jackie rushed up to the cell. He says, Juan, he says, hey, Jackie, how'd it go today? He says, fine, look what I've got for you. He says, meat and a hard roll. He says, look. He reached his skinny, bony hands out and grabbed it and stuffed his face. He said, you're going to choke, Juan. He says, take it easy. He said, I'll get you some fresh water. Just about that time, Jackie heard a voice. Hey, Jackie, what you got there? He turned around and saw his boss, Pedro. He rushed up and grabbed the hard roll out of Juan's hand. Hey, muchacho. He says, Jose, shoot people for less than this. Pedro came up, and he was the Mexican that Jackie was working for and saw what was happening. He says, hey, muchacho, he says, Jose, shoot people for less than this. He says, hey, Miguel. He saw Miguel crossing the courtyard. He said, come here. Miguel, who was the right-hand man of Jose El Capitan, walked over. What's wrong, Pedro? He says, I caught this Americano. He says, you think he's so great, stealing food. Miguel looked at Jackie. Hey, you Americano. He says, you steal food, huh? He says, you know what we do with people who steal around here? He said, that's for Jose to do, not you. Well, and all of a sudden they heard a voice. Hey, he said, what's going on here? Jackie looked around and he says, oh, hello, Manuel. He said, I see, Pedro. He says, you caught the Americano stealing food, huh? He says, see, I sure catch him stealing food. No, Pedro, you know, see him stealing food. I gave him the food. What? Manuel gave him the food. He said, you call that stealing when someone gives you something? Well, no. Miguel looked at Pedro. He said, hey, Pedro, before you start shooting off your mouth, he said, you better make sure you know what you're shouting. He turned around and left. Pedro looked at Manuel. He said, you sure he not steal that? He said, I'm sure. He says, you better get back to your stable where you belong. He left. Finally, there was just Juan behind the bars and Jackie and Manuel. Manuel started to leave. Jackie turned around. Manuel, he says, thanks. He says, you already thanked me, he says, when you asked for the food and I gave it to you. Jackie smiled. He says, yeah, I guess I kind of forgot that. Oh, you forget too easily, muchacho. Manuel left. Jackie smiled. You see, Juan, he said, there are some good people. He says, Manuel, well, he actually lied about it because I did steal it. He said, the food was very good, Jackie. He says, best food I've had in weeks. He says, but I can't keep on stealing it for you, Juan. He says, why don't you behave yourself? He says, maybe they'll let you out. Maybe you could come work with me, he said, in the stable for Pedro. Pedro, he said, I spit in his face. He says, there you go again. He says, where's that going to get you? He says, I don't know. He says, they'd probably shoot me anyway. He says, no, they won't. He says, as long as you stay alive, he said, there's always a chance we can get out of here. Juan smiled. Oh, you Americano, you think you're so smart. He says, nobody escape except Americano Jackie, huh? He says, maybe. You really think so, Jackie? You think you can get out of here? He says, I'm thinking. He says, how would you do it? He says, I don't know. And that's what I thought. He says, you don't know either. Nobody knows. Jackie says, tomorrow, he said, this time I'm going to ask Manuel for some food for you. He said, well, I better not say for you, but he said, I'll ask for extra food. Jackie started to leave. Juan rushed up. He said, Jackie. Jackie turned around. Yes? He says, gracias. He says, you're the best friend I ever had. Gracias. He says, you're welcome. He says, keep your nose clean. Keep my nose clean? Jackie laughed. That's an old saying, he said, I picked up from a little friend of mine. He said, oh. Jackie left. He went to the stable. He started to climb up the ladder to go to the loft to sleep. He heard a voice. Hey, Jackie! Jackie stopped in the middle of the ladder. Yes, Pedro? He says, Manuel say he give you the food. Is that true? Are you calling Manuel a liar? No, I'm asking you. He says, yes, he gave me the food. You satisfied? See. Jackie climbed up. Jackie just repeated what Manuel had said. He knew that he actually stole the food, but for a good reason. The next morning, Jackie got up before sunrise because he'd hear Pedro yelling at him. Hey, Jackie, get up, you lazy fool, get up. Jackie'd get up and get downstairs and feed the horses, milk the cows, clean out the stables. As he looked over towards the cook shack, under the big trees, the tables were all spread with pancakes, usually bacon and eggs and all kinds of food. Jackie could smell it. But Pedro would not let him go until he had everything spick and span. Jackie usually came in to Manuel's place and stuck his head in. He says, hey, Manuel, good morning. Manuel, ah, muchacho, good morning. He says, it always makes a happy day when you stick your head in and say, good morning. He says, anything left for me? Well, muchacho, he says, those people out there, he said, they hogs. They eat everything up for you. He said, but Manuel, very smart. He says, me use the noggin. He says, come in here. Jackie walked inside. He says, there. And there at the side of the cook shack was a small table with plates and knives, even a little rose stuck in a vase. He says, for you, muchacho. Oh, Manuel, you don't have to. Yes, I do. He says, those hogs would give you nothing out there. He says, look at it. Looks like a pig pen after they get through. Jack said, well, all right, I'll eat with you. And as they were eating, Jackie looked out the window over towards the guardhouse, and of course, immediately he'd think about Juan. Manuel watched him. Hey, Jackie, he says, you feel sorry for Juan, huh? He says, yes, I feel sorry for him. He said, he's so skinny and weak and he needs food. He says, this time, Jackie, he says, I give you food. He says, we both get shot maybe, huh? Well, I don't want anybody to get shot. Oh. He said, we live only once. How many times can they shoot you? Well, just once, but that's enough. He says, here. He put some pancakes and syrup and butter. says, you take it up there. Jackie says, thanks. He ran up the hill and he says, hey, Juan, Juan. Juan got up, he says, Jackie, oh, Jackie, he says, for me? He says, yeah, and you better hurry up, too. He says, somebody see us, we'll all get shot, including Manuel. He stuck it under the door where he could pass easily, and Juan picked it up in his bare hands and rolled the pancakes up and began to stuff them in his mouth. Juan, he says, we're not going to take it away from you. Take your time. He says, I'll get you a glass of milk. He ran back down the hill. Manuel, says, do you have any milk? Oh, leche, leche. See, we got leche. Is that milk? That's what it is in Spanish. He said, then I want leche. He got him a glass of milk, and Jackie ran back up. He says, Juan, here. And he handed it to him. Juan began to drink, take big gulps. And finally, he drank the whole glass down at one time. Ah, oh, muchacho, gracias. He says, I never tasted milk for months. He says, you listen to me, Juan. He says, you'll get big and strong. You'll be able to work. And he says, you can be out in the sunshine, get plenty of fresh air. He says, and you'll be all right. He said, in fact, if I asked Pedro to let you work for him, would you come and behave yourself? I spit. He says, all right, Jackie. All right, I promise. You ask him. If he say I work for him, I will behave myself and work. He says, good. Then you can come and sit at the table, he said, with the rest of us and get all the food you want. All right, see, Jackie, you ask him. You ask him. So that morning when Jackie went back to work, Jackie waited for the right time when he thought Pedro was in a good mood. He was sitting on a pile of hay, chewing on a straw, and in his hand he had a whip that he was very fond of. He was very good with the whip. He could take it and crack a button off a shirt at 25 feet. He was practicing. Pedro? Could I ask you a favor? You want favor of Pedro? He says, what for? He says, I just a favor. All right, you ask. He said, if Juan promised to behave himself, could he come and work for you? Pedro stood up, took the whip and cracked it across the room, and just about took a bridle off the hook. You mean Juan? Come work for me? He said, I thought he keeps saying I spit in his face. Is that why he come here, to spit in my face? He says, no, he's forgotten all about that. In fact, he'll apologize if you want him to. Yeah. All right, muchacho. He said, you tell him to come over here this afternoon. Did I tell Miguel about it?